When you bet on yourself, it's so many ways and things that can happen. Doors opening up for you. You have to ensure that you know, regardless of whatever oppositions you face, you can always bet on you because you are always going to make a way. When it comes to facing different challenges, when it comes to facing different people, whatever it is that you are facing, you have to understand that you have to bet on you because you're all that you have. Many times people can talk a big game. They can hype themselves up just off of a few words that they may speak to themselves and say out loud to try to make them seem as if they're bigger than the hype that they portray or boast off. But at the end of the day, when it comes time to call that person out and you're standing toe to toe with the real you, the person that's in the mirror every day whose face doesn't change, whose posture doesn't change, whose words doesn't change. Nothing changes about you because only you know the real you. You know all the dirt that you've done. You know the strength that's within you. You know your faults. Nobody knows you better than you, aside from God. But nobody knows you better than you. So why not bet on yourself? Take risk. If it's something you want to do, push yourself into doing it. That's what we're here to talk about today. Betting on yourself and getting right into it. No more holding back. No more limiting yourself. No more putting limitations on the person that's going to bring you success, get you to every goal, every outcome that you want. See, the thing is, a lot of people forget that after a minute, the world doesn't revolve around you. It's not even after a minute. Like, the world doesn't revolve around you. You have to understand that regardless of what you're going through, what you're dealing with, everything in the world is going to keep pushing. Rich will keep getting rich, and the poor who want people to feel sorry for them will continue to get poor. But in that middle area, that's where the fighters are. That's where the hard workers are. See, I come from a family where people are used to working all the time, every day, living check to check. That stuff is done. We're no longer accepting that check to check lifestyle. We're now in a process of where I'm going to be the first in my family. That's the statement that you want to find. I'm going to be the first doctor or the first lawyer or the first college grad or the first millionaire. Like, all of these things are going to be your gas. That's what you have to find. You have to be, what can you be the first at for your family? And make sure that it's something positive. Although I do have people, and hell, I've been a part of it myself. I've faced downfalls, pitfalls, as we may say, to where I was the first in my family on a negative perspective, right? Now, we're not going to get too deep into that, but I've been the first one to say, oh, yeah, I'm the first in my family that have done such and such, you know? And when I looked at the negative impact, when I looked at the friends who left me, when I looked at the family who turned their back on me, when I looked at myself, I felt bad for me, right? But at the end of the day, I put myself there. So I can't hold anybody else accountable for that. It's all an accountability check at the end of the day. Once you think down to what it boils down to, you got to realize at the end of the day, somebody has to hold me, or speaking in the third person term, somebody has to hold you accountable. So why not let it be you? Why would you expect somebody else to hold you accountable? Now, if they're a true friend, they will. And every now and then, we need someone in our life who's going to hold us accountable. Hey, man, you're getting off course. Man, you're acting wild right now, bro. Like, you got to tighten up. You have to surround yourself with people who will hold you accountable. People who will come and check you, give you that friendly nudge. Like, yo, hey, hold on, wait. The lane is over here. Why are you all the way off the road driving still? Tighten up, right? The problem is now we have a lot of followers, but no trailblazers. Nobody's trying to lead the way. Nobody's trying to even cut down the trees to set a new path. Everybody's out here talking about, oh, I'm making plays. I'm switching lanes. I'm doing this, that, and the third. See, the issue is we have too many people switching lanes on the interstate. Now that's the reason why things are getting backed up. That's why the interstate has a traffic jam on your road to success, because you've switched lanes so many times, you missed your exit, or you missed the one part of the roadway where it caused you to veer to the right, but you kept straight. So now you're ending up in the wrong area, your GPS is still trying to reroute, and you're honestly not sure which way to go to get you back on your path. I've been lost too. And during that lost time, that's where I had to realize, like, hey, accountability check, you're off. You're not waking up as early. You starting to slow up a little bit. You slacking up. You're not on your grind as much as you were. You know, now it's time to bounce back. It's time to go harder. It's always time to go harder. You can have a damn good day one day. But now, how are you going to follow up with that? How are you going to countersuit with that? You know? How are you going to cross-examine that? Now, you can have a good day. But now the next day have a better day. And the next day have a better day. Until your good becomes better and your better becomes best. Say it again, but never let it rest. Because once you start getting that repetitive movement and that repetitive motion with the repetitive mindset and it becomes a habit, that's when you start to build. That's when you start to set your base layer. That's your foundation. And once you get that foundation, now you can start to stack your business, your house, whatever it is you're working on. You start to build that off of that foundation. A lot of people's foundation has cracks in it, or it's not even a solid foundation. So whatever you build on top of that is damn sure due to fall. You can't stack a Statue of Liberty or an Eiffel Tower on a weak structure. You can't stack a skyscraper on a weak structure. You got to have the constructional steel to hold it up. You got to have that grit to hold it up. Sometimes it's going to get dirty. But now you have a lot of people who just want to stay pretty and fresh all the time. They're not used to having to play hardball. They're used to the silver spoon. They're used to things being given to them, especially in the world we live in today. Too many people getting to things expecting it. They get into things expecting instant success, instant gratification. But what happens when nobody shows up? You let that distract you? Do you let that veer you off of your course and say, you know what, maybe this isn't for me? Or do you look at it and say, oh, well, y'all missed out. That's fine. Let me get it back on the next one. I don't care if, you know, if 100, 1 million listen to a message that I put out. What I do know is, regardless of if it's 100, or 1 million, what I do know is I still got something else to say. I know I'm still going to come back the next day and get it back. And if you miss a message, hey, that sucks to be you, because this is damn good. We're going to keep getting to it every day. That's my mindset, and every day it just gets better. Regardless of if I am in a bad mood, we don't have time for bad moods. I'm thinking of a master plan, you know. I got too much stuff on my mind, and that's how you have to be. You have to have your success constantly on your mind so much that you cannot afford to have a bad day. You don't think of a bad day. You're looking at it because you're looking at it as another day to get closer to your goal. You're looking at it for another day to your success. How many times are you going to doubt yourself? How many times are you going to continue to count yourself out? If it's something that you're serious about, are you really going to go to extra lengths to ensure that you succeed for it? How hungry are you? How bad do you want it? Even when you're tired, do you want to keep going? See, I have friends that are social media influencers, whether they have gym pages or they have their business based off of social media. Whatever the case may be, it's not an everyday thing where they feel like, oh, you know what? This is what I feel like I want to do today. No, it gets to a point where they build it so well and do it to a point so well that it becomes a habit. After you do something so many times, it becomes habitual. You get to a point to where you understand, yes, my body may be sore. I may not feel like getting out of bed today. I may not want to even be in this space today, but I know I need to do that. This is what I am going to do because I actually love doing it. And although I may not feel like being here today or doing that today, I know that I am going to do it because in the long run, that's when it's going to pay off. That's when you start to see everything take flight. once you continue to build and grow and build and grow, that's when you realize and you have that understanding between your brain, your body, and your mental connection that you have to do this because it's for something bigger than yourself. Once you become obsessed with it, you have this feeling that when you don't do it, it eats you up inside. It keeps you up at night. It helps you and pushes you to want to go ahead and do it again and again and again until it becomes a habit of yours. See, a lot of us get stuck on things that aren't good habits. We get stuck in situations or moments where we realize like, okay, this has become a habit of mine. No, I may not need it. And no, I may not want to do it. But at the end of the day, I know I am going to do it. I know I have to do it. A habit can build itself upon you. We pick up bad habits. Think about how many times you've picked up a cigarette or however many times you watch the TV show and you're putting more effort and more time into being caught up in watching television than you are in focusing on your own future. A lot of us get caught up in that stuff. We need to fast. We need to take a moment to cleanse our spirit from whether that's the junk food that we're putting into ourselves, whether that's the endless hours of watching TV or putting in an investment into things that won't invest to ourselves. And we won't even spend the time, the same amount of time investing in ourselves as we do on our favorite television show or as we do on listening to all this gossip from your homegirl or homeboy at work or around the way. We have to understand that we can't count ourselves out any longer. It's too many people already praying for our downfall. They want to see us not succeed. So why would you assist them even more by deviating off of your course? You have to realize that it's going to be moments. It's going to be moments when you do not feel like doing it. But that is when you must do it even better than you did the day that you felt like doing it. It's going to be moments when you do not feel like doing it, but you must do it even better than when you felt like doing it. And I understand that for many people, that may jump over you. That may skip the whole course and go over your head. But once you get into a moment where you stop thinking about it and you just do, you no longer have to worry about someone telling you, hey, don't forget, you have to do this today. You no longer have to have that reminder alarm on your phone. You don't have that alarm that you just get up and go. Like with this episode right now, I know at home, I can't record right now. My son is asleep. I'm sitting in my car getting it done, trying to put this message out because I want and I know that this message is going to touch someone and help them be a bigger impact on today than they expected. I understand that there are going to be moments we can make excuses for anything going on in our life. We can make an excuse for any and everything if we want to, but why make excuses when you can make it happen? A real man and a real woman, a real boss, no longer makes excuses. We get up, get to it, and make it happen. So many times when I was growing up saying, oh yeah, I'm the man, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I still had people telling me, you know what, Tuck, you know what, man, I can't really count on you at times because you may say something, but your actions don't ever follow behind it. Or either you'll come around and say you forgot. See, I used to be that person where I had to set that reminder. I had to set that alarm to get me up, to get me going, you know. But after a moment, once that fire struck and once it lit up within me and it struck a nerve. You know, when I say it struck a nerve, I mean that it hit. And once it hit that nerve and lit that fire within me, I had no choice but to keep going. I had to go. I had to wake up early. I had to be the first one up in the house. I had to be the first person to get to it and get started. That's why now when I get to it and I get started on something, it's not even like it's being forced. Sometimes I can't even go to sleep at night if I don't make sure I get one message in or two messages in because it's become that point to where I make sure I get this out for this day. I get that out for that day. And now I've realized, like, to bring it full circle, I'm starting to understand, even for myself, that I need to go harder. Nobody wants to listen to a motivational speaker who's not even going hard on their own. And sometimes when I'm even speaking, I'm not speaking to anybody in particular except for myself, because just how I have listeners, I listen to me too. And it's moments when you have to realize you're going to be by yourself. Sometimes you're going to be the only person that you can count on. And people tend to forget because they expect and they need that other person. They need those people around them to keep them going, because they let their fuel run low. They cut themselves out. They counted themselves out. They forgot who they were. They forgot about that monster that was inside of them, that once that flame gets lit, who they really are. And now that talent is just getting buried deeper and deeper and deeper to the bottom of the pot, to where you can't even see it anymore. It's not even shining the same. You drop a diamond in dirt, it's not gonna be as shiny, and it's not gonna have all the glitz and glamour as it once did. That's why they have jewelry cleaning. It's time to throw yourself in your little jewelry cleaning set. Make sure you get that dirt up off of you, get that grit up off of you, and it's time to shine. You sleeping on yourself. You've forgotten who you were, actually, and now it's time to wake yourself up and remember who you are. You have to understand that you are going to count on you. You don't need the groupies, the friends, the family, all of these people who everybody says, oh, thank you for supporting me during this time. The only person that needs to support you in this time is you, because at the end of the day, regardless of who you have in your circle, regardless of the people you have motivating you and pushing you, the only one that is going to be able to get you out of that hole, get you from under that dirt, shine you up, clean you up, throw you in that jewelry cleaner and get that grit and dirt off of you is yourself. This is not the time to feel sorry for yourself. This is the moment when you wake up, your eyes just pop open. When your feet hit the floor, you take off running. This is your moment. This is your time. All of those times with those thoughts that you had on, oh man, you know what? This is a good idea, but I don't think right now is the time. Stop. You're counting yourself out right there. Realize that, okay, this thought came into your mind for a reason. So instead of saying this may not be the time, why don't you take that time there to look up a roadmap for yourself, as I like to call them, a roadmap. You map out your plan as to how you are going to get that thought into reality. It's no longer dreams into realities. It's turning your thoughts into your actuality. So now you have to understand that it is you pulling yourself up out of that position that you are in right now. Don't have pity for yourself. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Quit restraining yourself. Quit counting yourself out and get to it. Dig yourself up. Shine, baby, shine, because you are going into a new season. It is time for you to start your progress. We're no longer regressing, or as I used to say, degressing, even though it's digressing. But as I used to say, degressing, you know, we're going to the top. If you're going to the top with me, you have to understand not everybody's coming with you. The ones that are around you are the reasons why you're counting yourself out now. Sometimes you gotta cut ties. You can't sit there with everybody that you're with right now. They're not gonna be there with you. You have to surround yourself with like-minded people, people who have those same thoughts and see themselves going to those same places, those new heights, those vacations, that money, those businesses, those books, those songs, whatever it is. You have to get yourself surrounded by those people. And if you don't have people around you like that right now, it's so easy to find them. YouTube is a thing. Google is a thing. So many times growing up that I used to walk around mad at the world because I grew up without a father. And I'm sitting here calling myself a man because I'm growing up in a household without another man. And I'm sitting here calling myself a man, mad at the world because this man didn't want to be around me. So guess what I did? I just started going around looking for whatever the hell I could look for and creating a father for myself, not realizing that in order to be the man, you have to learn like a man, you have to move like a man, you have to think like the man. So instead of talking like oh yeah, I'm this person, I'm that person, or I'm gonna be that. Start making moves to put yourself in those situations so you can become that person. Make it happen, get to it, conquer the day, and do not ever count yourself out again. Peace.